This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. For the last week, it was hard to walk past a TV without noticing a certain former local politician promoting the heck out of his new book.
Please welcome Governor Chris Christie.
Governor Christie, good morning.
Morning, John.
Author of the new book, Let Me Finish.
Governor, good to see you. How are you?
Fair to be on, Sean.
The book is terrific, and we're going to talk all about it in the next segment.
Here now on This Week in Politics to talk about the book and the media blitz is WNYC's Matt Katz. He covered Chris Christie for over 5 years. We work together on the Christie Tracker podcast, and we have been shuffled out of podcast retirement for this. Hey, Matt.
Hi, David. It's good to be dusted off.
Christie's book is called Let Me Finish, Trump, the Kushners, Bannon, New Jersey, and the Power of In-Your-Face Politics. So right there in the title, we see that New Jersey places fourth in that list of topics and is probably not the selling point here, and that he's going to take credit for pioneering the type of politics that got Donald Trump elected. What is this book?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, I think the, and it's a question I've been asking myself and people have been asking me, because it's unclear what he's trying to do here. This is not your typical, like, politician's campaign book, because he doesn't say what he believes in about anything in here. I mean, it is void entirely of ideology. If you read all 400 plus pages, you would think he doesn't have any opinions about, like, tax cuts or immigration or any of the issues of our time. This is mostly a way for Christie to settle scores, particularly with two people, Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, who he believes stopped him from getting any job in the administration, including vice president and attorney general, and Paul Fishman, the former U.S. attorney from New Jersey, who was responsible for prosecuting Bridgegate, but notably not prosecuting Christie himself, but prosecuting people around him that Christie believes killed his chances of ever becoming president. But in the end, it's mostly probably about what you talked about at the top, getting on TV again. Chris Christie loves to be relevant, and he has been relatively relevant again this week. He was on every show. He did all the shows, and he said various things on those shows, and he gave those hosts whatever they wanted to hear.
The former governor has been appearing everywhere, from CNN and NPR to Fox and Friends. Here he is with Sean Hannity.
What I'm trying to show by telling these stories is the humanity of Donald Trump.
And here he is on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
The president blew it.
When?
When he shut the government down with no plan on how to reopen it.
Entirely his fault, right?
He's clearly trying to appeal to a wide audience, but Matt, in trying to please every audience, is he remaining consistent in what he has to say?
No, the night he went on Hannity, Hannity went on a rant about there being a shadow Justice Department. He went on a rant about there being an absolutely government-wide conspiracy to bring Trump down and to ignore the high crimes and misdemeanors of Hillary Clinton. And Chris Christie didn't say a word. He was nodding along, sort of changed the topic and built on it a little bit, but he didn't interject to, you know, tell it like it is, which is the whole Christie shtick.
Do you think he has that responsibility in that setting?
That is who he has sold us to be. The guy who is going to tell anybody the truth regardless of what they want to hear. He also went on CBS, and he was asked about the Roger Stone raid, because that's the topic of the moment, and making hay about the fact that a lot of federal agents stormed Roger Stone's house and arrested him. Christie decided to say, you know what, that was a terrible way of doing it. When I was U.S. attorney, we wouldn't have done it that way. When Christie was U.S. attorney, he put the Bergen County executive for white-collar corruption crime in not only handcuffs, but he shackled him at the feet after storming his neighborhood and arresting him while he was walking his dog. And then he goes on CBS and says this is not the way the Justice Department does things. Then he goes on Colbert and he defends the Justice Department. I hate when the Justice Department is disparaged, and I always speak up when such things happen. He's giving all kinds of audiences what they want to hear. It's almost as if he's trying to keep it real with the MAGA people, you know, keep it real with the Trump base in case there's a possibility sometime, somehow, of following Trump's footsteps to the White House or becoming the new running mate in 2020. And he's also trying to appeal to that base of supporters that he used to have in New Jersey, those moderate independent types, the people who watch Colbert, people who appreciated a Republican who was able to, you know, say what he thought about John Boehner, for example, or go on Fox and Friends, as he did after Sandy in what I thought was his finest moment as governor, and say that he was inviting Obama to the beach and he didn't care about politics at a time like this. That governor is sort of here now, but it's also this other guy. It's everybody.
So he's going everywhere. When does the Matt Katz interview figure into the book release tour? Is that one still to be booked?
I'm sure that's going to get scheduled any moment now.
WNYC's Matt Katz, he covered Chris Christie for over 5 years. He wrote the book, American Governor Chris Christie's Bridge to Redemption. And we've been talking about the new book by Chris Christie called Let Me Finish, Trump, the Kushners, Bannon, New Jersey, and the Power of In-Your-Face Politics. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, David.